6PR.
On 882 6PR, this is The Catch Up with Carolee Katsimbanis.
Lovely to have your company this afternoon. I'm with you right through until 6 o'clock. We've had some amazing topics that have come through already. 133 882. You've got Pick the Hit. You can choose between the Beatles song or Celebration. So give me a text there, 0487 999 882. And I would love to hear from you this afternoon, 133 882. What are the openings that you have been to? What sticks in your mind? What have you seen around our great state and around the world? Was it the opening of a freeway, a shopping centre, an absolutely magnificent monument? Let me know. It's also Love Your Bookshop Day today. Do you read a lot? Do you love your bookshop? Where is your favourite bookshop? Do you still shop in-store or online? 133 882. It is a beautiful afternoon out there in Perth. I hope you're all having a wonderful time with friends and family. If you're listening to us on the 6PR app, it's crystal clear sound. And feel free, as I said, to give me a call, 133 882. Now, in this beautiful weather, tennis anyone? Get down to your local tennis club today. On the line now, we have got Brett Patton. He is the Tennis West CEO, and the 2022 Tennis West Gala was yesterday. Going to find out who actually won. Good afternoon, Brett.
Good afternoon. What a wonderful night it was last night, really just celebrating all the clubs and coaches and players in Western Australia over the last 12 months. Craig Tiley was there, full room at the Optus Riverside Room, and it was just a marvellous event, and everyone enjoyed themselves immensely.
So we're going to recap some of the winners. You can kick it. You can kick us off.
Kick you off, indeed.
Kick me off, or hit me off, or whatever. Give us a serve.
There was a couple of great awards that we recognised. Our Hall of Champions last night. We inducted three new Hall of Champions into the Tennis West Hall of Fame, and one was Gary Pemberthy, another one was Jill Bignall, and the other one was Mary Sawyer, or Mary Collins, as she is known now. Three wonderful athletes of the past 50 years. All excelled in their own rights throughout the 40s, 50s, 60s and 70s, not only on the global stage but also here locally. So it was wonderful to recognise them. Their families were there. They were present. It's almost the standout part of the night, just recognising the history of this marvellous sport in WA. Pro Player of the Year, we crowned Matthew Ebden. Matthew Ebden obviously won Wimbledon doubles this year with Max Purcell, got through to the final of the Australian Open doubles in January, lost to Tanasi Kokkinakis, and obviously Nick Kyrgios. A lot of fanfare was placed around that particular match, and also he got through to the final of the Wimbledon mixed doubles final with Sam Stosur. And he was up against some great competition in Perth's very own Stormy Sanders, who we saw win the US Open mixed doubles only a few weeks ago alongside, well, we're classifying him as our very own John Peers. He lives in Perth, trains in Perth, but he's a Victorian by birth. We're certainly hanging on to him and capturing him. And, you know, it was wonderful recognition for our Hall of Champions and certainly for our Pro Player of the Year. But there was many other awards throughout the
There were. So yeah. Tell us. So because it's, you know, I feel like I'm in a rally with you at the moment because you're so excited about all the players that are winning the awards. So a couple that really sprang to mind for me. We'll go to the players in a minute, but Tom Price Tennis Club, that won the most outstanding club, in Western Australia, didn't it?
Certainly did. That was the most outstanding small club. Gee, you've done your research. Very well done. Yeah, Tom Price. Great to see them. We had representation come down from Tom Price. And again, it's one of the flourishing regional clubs that we have. We've got about 189, 190 affiliated tennis clubs throughout Western Australia. And two-thirds of those clubs sit out in the regions. And we're doing everything we can as a governing body to support the growth of regional tennis. And it's wonderful to see so many great volunteers at Tom Price and really supporting the growth of their club
and
in their particular area.
Let me ask you, Brett, do you find that when you've got, you know, when you've got the things like, you know, Ash Barty retiring this year and, you know, we've heard Roger Federer, do you sort of see a little bit of a surge in people wanting to think, it's almost like they think, oh, I want to have a go at tennis, or, oh my goodness. Do you see a surge in registrations or in people wanting to have lessons?
You certainly see a surge in registrations and participation when you have your global superstars like an Ash Barty and clearly like a Roger Federer.
But as you say, Matthew Ebden. I mean, what a story that was this year. You know, that was incredible. And, you know, a West Australian champion at that, I guess it sort of encourages a lot of people around the state. Doesn't matter where you are, if you've got your dream, you can take it all the way to the top as he has.
Yeah, you're spot on with that. And local champions do drive local participation. And having someone like a Matthew Ebden, who's a Perth athlete, lives in Perth when he's back here non-touring, he and his young family, and he's training down at the local clubs and down at the State Tennis Centre. And these young athletes can actually see him, they can watch him, they can be inspired by him. And to see that he can produce his best talent on the global stage, winning the big tournaments like at Wimbledon, it really does inspire these kids to want to go pick up a racket and get down to their local council court or their local club or engage with their local coach. It does do a lot for the participation numbers. And tennis really has started to boom. In the last 2 years, it's almost like COVID's been tennis's friend, because it is an isolated sport. You're standing, you know, 20 feet away from each other at the opposite end of the court. And during that COVID time, you know, when we could get outside, people were gravitating towards courts and wanting to play and get some exercise, because we understand that, you know, the exercise is so good for our mental well-being, clearly our physical well-being. But also we're doing a lot of work with clubs to ensure that clubs are thriving, people are coming to clubs and making clubs the hub of communities, whether it be regionally or in your suburbs, so people can come down and really enjoy that fellowship of a tennis club.
And a couple more awards were the State League Men's Most Valuable Player was Austin Voss for the 2021-2022 season, and for women was Ella Nurkic. That's terrific.
Two outstanding athletes, local athletes in our WA State League competition. Both play for Hensman Park, situated in South Perth, and of course Hensman Park did win the men's and women's State League Championships. But they were the two standout athletes throughout the 14 home and away seasons, plus the final, Ella Nurkic and Austin Voss. Austin Voss went away to college for 4 years, honed his craft there. And Ella Nurkic, she's a young athlete on the rise. She's only about 18 years of age, entering into her first year of university. But it's a powerhouse club, Hensman Park, and a lot of always produce some great athletes. And they'll certainly be contending and be great contenders for this year's State League title.
No, I was going to say to you, you mentioned the word powerhouse, but let's just say you're a bit of a powerhouse yourself, Brett Patton, being the Tennis West CEO. But behind every great player and great junior, there are sort of the unsung heroes. Let's just say the coaches. And few coaching awards that were given out last night, and these are terrific people. Can you tell us a little bit about that and their contribution?
Yeah, absolutely. Brad Dyer from the Greenwood Tennis Club, the Next Step Tennis Academy, he won Tennis Coach Excellence Award for High Performance. And Brad Dyer is the coach of Taylor Preston, who has just reached number 10 in the world ITF junior rankings. The last time we had a junior rank so high was the one and only Ashley Barty. And we don't want to put any pressure on Taylor, because
yeah,
we
no
know
pressure.
She's a wonderful young athlete. But Brad Dyer and Taylor have been travelling, gee whiz, for the best part of 7 or 8 months this year, travelling on playing a lot of the junior ITF Grand Slam tournaments and sort of just dipping their toe into that professional rank. So it was a real feather in Brad's cap to be able to get recognised for his great work and that high performance excellence. And also North Beach European Tennis Academy coach, Philip Lamprecht. He was the coach for the club high performance, and you know, his ability to be able to attract young juniors, to support the growth of young juniors, and to really embed young juniors in the game of tennis and loving to pick up a racket and play at North Beach Tennis Club, I should say, has been simply remarkable over the last 12 months. So Philip and Brad, you know, two great ambassadors to sport and custodians of this game, and really growing the participation numbers throughout the year.
And as you say, it's people don't just have to play tennis. They don't have to aspire to be the next Wimbledon champion or the next US Open tennis. It's a great community game as well, and you get a fantastic network. You can keep fit, and it also brings out, dare I say, the character in someone. They can learn a lot about themselves and develop hopefully as a human being.
It's interesting you say that. You know, absolutely. And every professional tennis player that you talk to, they talk about what tennis actually means to them. You know, you've got to solve problems on the court. You know, you don't get coached on the court like you do with basketball or with football or with soccer. You've got to figure out, if you're losing, how do I figure out how do I change my game to beat my opponent? And you learn life lessons. You know, you've got to take the good with the bad. You've got to take the losses with the wins. So it does build some character. And the wonderful thing about tennis is you play against people of your own ability. It doesn't always have to be in your age group, whether you're under 12s or under 14s or under 18s or over 40s, you can generally play against people of your own ability, which is a wonderful life lesson in itself. So you can get to relate to people. And I'm a country boy. I grew up at the Geraldton Tennis Club, which, by the way, is
yes, I'm going to say, don't you're going to steal my thunder? That I was going to always go. I was going to sting you with that at the end and catch you out because I know that you're a Gero boy. 150th anniversary next Saturday. It's got to make it one of the oldest clubs in the world, surely.
It has to be, no question about it. We've had three big celebrations throughout clubs. Mount Lawley are having their 100th year anniversary next Friday night. And only a couple of months ago, Alexander Park in Menora there, they celebrated their 90th year. But Geraldton Tennis Club, 150 years as a club. And for me, I can't think of too many other clubs or tournaments that are actually that old. So we're going up to the Midwest next week, next Saturday. I encourage anyone who's listening in, if they want to head up and be part of the celebrations for Geraldton Tennis Club, please do. All will be welcome, and it's going to be a wonderful celebration of what has been a truly remarkable 150th years, and that's a club that I really cut my teeth in playing tennis and became part of that really unique tennis community up in the Midwest, and that's something that shaped me as an individual and shaped my love of the sport, and looking forward to getting up and putting back in some way next week.
And look, what I was going to say to you is, and look, the names do escape me, but it's the two 98-year-olds or something, the oldest men playing tennis in the world. I think one gentleman lives in Adelaide and the other fellow lives in the Ukraine, and they're going to try and do some exhibition match as well. That's also brought tennis into the spotlight too, hasn't it?
Well, it's wonderful. Like you said, all ages can play, and they got the World ITF Masters Tour, which is anyone who's over the age of 30 now is considered a master. He used to be over 35, but there's every year they have many, many tournaments played, not just in Perth, not just across the country, but across the world. And you play in your five-year increments, so 30 to 35, 35 to 40s. And this goes all the way up to mid-90s, 95. So every year they put on the World Championships, and you get to meet different players from all walks of life, different countries, nationalities, and all different age brackets. But I can tell you, the tennis is just as fierce and ferocious and well-received, and everyone just loves getting out there and competing, you know, for their country or for themselves in their age bracket. So tennis doesn't sleep. It's a wonderful sport, and certainly does attract the best players of all ages.
And I was going to say to you, Western Australia has always been on the map for punching above its weight and producing champions. But, you know, since the Hyundai Hopman Cup, you know, isn't here anymore, I hope in time that we can attract some more international tennis events here to Western Australia, because it's a fabulous state to show off. And it was such a popular tournament when it was here.
30 great years of the Hopman Cup. Mm. What a wonderful initiative by Paul McNamee. But can I just say to you and your listeners, watch this space. There's some announcements coming over the next couple of days, some really exciting news about potentially bringing world-class tennis back to our fair shores. So the announcements probably going to come out Monday morning.
Well, everyone, you heard it here first on Radio 882 6PR. Brett Patton, Tennis West CEO, thank you very much for dropping into the catch-up this afternoon.
Thank you, and looking forward to getting you onto a tennis court very, very soon.
Thank you very much. And there we go. That was Brett Patton. He is the Tennis West CEO. And as I said, he just dropped it here live on air. Monday morning, stay tuned. Hopefully we will get some international tournaments for tennis happening right here in Western Australia.
It pays to know.